Six inmates who had taken a warden and another corrections officer hostage at a prison in southern Taiwan have reportedly committed suicide. The two hostages themselves said to have escaped unharmed. Prisoners, under the guise of needing medical care, managed to overpower their guards before taking them hostage. They also managed to secure guns and ammunition from the prison armory. It's being reported the six eventually turned the guns on themselves, though. After a lengthy standoff, no other casualties have been reported. Chinese discipline authorities say the first round of inspections this year are going to cover 26 centrally administered state-owned enterprises. The inspections themselves set to begin after Spring Festival. Chinese state-owned companies have been criticized for, among other things, the selling and buying of positions and the formation of cliques. The previous round of inspections leading to the dismissal of 70 different executives this past year. Chinese health authorities now say the number of H7N9 bird flu cases in humans here in China reaching 100 this year. Center for Disease Control and Prevention says Guangdong, Fujian, Zhejiang, and Jiangsu are among the most heavily infected areas. Latest case emerging in the city of Shantou in Guangdong. That province has already recorded 43 different bird flu cases so far this year. Local officials say they're in the process of shutting down live poultry markets. However, they say that process won't be complete until June.